And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Yes, this is the Talk to a Pastor program, but I also like to call it Shedding Shackles, because that's what we want to do, is shed the shackles of the past and become free. Christ said, "Whomever the Son of Man sets free is free indeed." How do you become free? Well, I want to today talk about it and perhaps give you some hints that will teach you, show you, awaken you to see how you can be set free. Lately, I've been doing quite a bit of writing. I'm working on a new book. And incidentally, welcome all of you who are in Southern California. You know, I've been around radio a long time now, over 27 years, and I've been around long enough to know that there are people listening. Palm Desert, Palm Springs, San Bernardino, and possibly Los Angeles, all over the place in Southern California. I know you are. But I don't hear from you, mostly. Once in a while I do. It's very nice. But people are listening. And then people also listen on the internet. They find me somehow. If you find me, it's like a miracle, actually. And what it is you turn the radio on and you can hear that I have something a little different. It's a little different quality to what I say. I convey something. See, there's a message in it. You know, like the radio waves, they somehow carry a message, don't they? You turn the radio on and the radio somehow receives the waves and then it becomes sound. Well, there's something in my words also, pray God, that has an awakening quality. It's beckoning you to something that you've always yearned for all of your life. And when you were a little child, you suspected that it existed, but then you lost hope in it. You became worldly. You became totally externalized. Now, what I've been writing about in my new book is that there is no freedom in the world. There's no freedom. Everything is reaction, attraction, and aversion, and positive and minus. There are forces that bind everything to certain orbits and cycles and to a certain place. The animal, for example, has its environment, its niche, its formation. And there are invisible forces that bind the animal to it. And the animal goes back to it for comfort. You could call it animal magnetism. The deer has its certain place. The fish has a certain place. And there's a bonding, a rapport. There's something about the environment that holds the animal there. And in exchange for being held there, being a slave of the environment, so to speak, the animal receives comfort, a certain security from that. Well, everything is bound together, even within the atom. Within the nucleus of the atom, there are strong forces that bind the protons and the neutrons together so they don't fly apart. And the electron is held in orbit. There are chemical bonds, ionic bonds, and covalent bonds that bond atoms together. Everything comes together. Well, it's very beautiful. God made it that way. Things come together in forms and shapes, and so you have the shape of a beautiful pear or apple, and you have the shape of a leaf, a cloud, the water. It's very beautiful. And the person, magnificent creature, the person, held together somehow. But then between people, there are also bonds, and there's a hypnotic bond. A hypnotic bond that's supportive, and from which you receive comfort and reassurance, but yet at the same time you're enslaved to it. So, the human soul is not just like an animal, or like a molecule, or like an atom that must be bound in place. The human soul yearns to be free, but free? Free for what? Well, that's what we'll talk about when I return. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. I believe it was Peter. It may have been James. Perhaps it was James. I can't remember. But one of them said that by whatever you are bested, you are enslaved. Okay? Well, that's a very good little phrase for us to work with. Because now you see that there's no freedom in nature, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Everything has its proper place. Okay? But now let's talk about the human spirit. Somehow we want freedom, don't we? We yearn for freedom. I believe it was Jean-Jacques Rousseau who said, "Man is born free, but everywhere he's in chains." Now remember the little phrase from the Bible, "By whatever you are bested, you are enslaved. Whatever overcomes you, you are enslaved." So now let's take a look and see why you are not free. Well, if you resent someone, someone says something, someone does something, someone looks at you in a certain way, someone disappoints you, or they tease you in some way, or challenge you, or tease you, or whatever, and you resent them for whatever reason, well, you have been bested by them. You see, the human is a creature of truth and love. That's right, the human being is supposed to be a creature of truth and love. And so when you resent someone, it's like a little bit of hate. It's not love. And so when you don't love and you instead hate, or to put it another way, when you're not patient with someone, see, love is patient. Patience means making allowances, overlooking, okay? Letting it go, not resenting, not hating, not judging. That's what love means, okay? But when you resent someone, you've been bested by them, and now you're enslaved by them. It's that simple. You're enslaved by your resentment. How many of you remember something that someone did to you or said to you? Or you resent a parent, for example. And years later, it sticks in your craw. You haven't been able to forgive. See? You're hanging on to the resentment. Well, then, you were bested by that. So, when you go through life, see, if you could go through life like an observer, patient, just observing like you're on vacation. You know when you're on vacation, how you just look at everything. Wow, this is interesting. Wow, look at that building. Look at this bridge. Look at these people. Here's some interesting food. Everything is like fun, right? You just love seeing it. Or when you were a little child and you were sitting in the back seat of your parents' car and they were going somewhere and they were talking and you weren't really listening to what they were saying, but you were looking out the window and you saw people and animals and mountains and the sky. lights, colored lights, and all kinds of wonderful things. And you just saw all these things, okay? Well, if you could go through life without like that and not resent other people, okay? Being patient with them, in other words. Just seeing them. If they make a mistake, you see the mistake, but you don't hate them for it. If you went through life that way, you would remain free. See? And then, if you express the truth, see? Instead of lying or withholding, see? Or being dishonest or being phony, then you would live each moment properly. See? And if you didn't have some pre-planned thing to try to spring on people, or lectures to give your kids, see, or some grudge and just waiting to throw it in someone's face. If you met each moment, see, with clear eyes, and then you just expressed what came to you in the moment, and if nothing came to you, then nothing was to be said. If you lived that way, you would never fail, and you would not be bested by life, and you would be free. Okay? So let's talk more about that, because you haven't lived that way. You failed a million, million times in a million, million micro moments. And so now you have a lot of baggage. So let's talk about how you can become free from that as soon as I return. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about shedding shackles, about how to become free. And I told you a little verse from the Bible. By whatever a person is bested, by that the person is enslaved. Okay? So when you fail in the moment, when you fail to be patient, and instead you reach for judgment, or you reach for resentment or anger, or the moment is there, perhaps a delicate moment with your partner or your child, see? And instead of just standing there patiently without resentment and not knowing what to say or do, okay, but you want to do the right thing, you really and truly want to do the right thing or say the right thing, but you don't know what the right thing to do or say is. Well, then you just stand there, and you're safe. The moment is okay. Maybe so, and then perhaps, because of that true need, something will come, and your true desire to do what is right or say what is right, but you don't know what is right, then maybe it'll come to you, and you'll say something, and it'll be right. Or maybe nothing needs to be said, and you say nothing, but the moment is okay. And the other person sees that you really and truly want to do the right thing, and you don't know what to say, and they see that, and it's beautiful. But instead you reach into your brain, try to dredge up an answer, try to dredge up something clever to manipulate them or to wow them or to put them down or to brush them off, then you have failed. You fail to hold fast to a higher principle. See, and you fail to look within. You fail to look to intuition. Instead, you looked into your animal brain for something that you heard, and so you could regurgitate it and impress them. You failed. So now you were bested. So now you're enslaved. See? So next time you have some interaction with someone and you don't handle it right and you try to fool them or try to impress them, even if they are impressed, what have you gained? All you've done is fooled them into thinking you're smart or wonderful when you're not really. Or if you became angry. Then when you walk away from that moment, you sense somehow deep in your being that you failed, and then what? You feel guilty. You feel guilty. And then in your guilt, you might try to make it up to them. But it's only to assuage guilt. It's only to appease guilt, and it's only to try to get their approval again. Or because you're afraid of losing their approval or losing perks or losing something, and so you see, so you failed again. Instead of just simply saying, I'm sorry, I was impatient, or I was angry, that was wrong, I'm sorry. Instead of saying that, no, you try to manipulate. Or you do say you're sorry, oh, I'm so sorry, can you ever forgive me? But you're trying to manipulate. Again, you failed. How that works? And you're enslaved. So now you're enslaved by the wrong. You're enslaved by the memory of the wrong. You're enslaved by having to try to push it under the rug constantly so you don't think about it. You're enslaved by your guilt. You're enslaved by your false appeasement. So most people eventually become total slaves. So how do you become free? It's very simple, really. If you could become like a little child again, start all over. See, but you probably would make the same mistake all over, the same mistake we've all made. Okay? You resented your parents and you went out in the world and you felt empty because of the little bit of anger or resentment. You couldn't help it, though. You couldn't help the family you were born into, but you went out in the world and there was cruelty and there was tease and you succumbed to it. And then you looked for approval, and so you got together with your peers and got their approval, got their support. And you took drugs with them and smoked marijuana with them, listened to music with them, and became a little group animal. And from them you got approval, but then you became enslaved to the peer pressure, didn't you? You became enslaved to the group. See? And you went for your music and so on to distract you and your marijuana to take away the pain, and you became enslaved to them. Can't live without them. So freedom now is to freedom. Is to see that that you have failed and not resent it. See that you failed and not resent it. Regret that you failed. And wish you could live properly from this moment on and not resent yourself either. And with that sincere desire, well, then along comes a person like me with my little meditation, possibly just what you need to get started, to find yourself, let go of the baggage of the past, and re-find what you have always loved in your heart ever since you were a little child. And establish a rapport with it, a loving rapport, a loving bond. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids? If communication is not so good. Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? and how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. We're talking about freedom. We're talking about freedom. John MacArthur wrote a book. You know, there were a lot of ministers on TV. Well, I listened to them. I'm not an aficionado or a devotee of any of them. I hear what they say and listen, and I draw my own conclusions. I'm free. See? I'm free. Nevertheless, they, you know, if I hear them say something that sounds right, then I take note of it. See, somehow, intuitively. See, I'm very close to my intuition, which is the way you should be, too. Should be intuition first, last, and always. So, my intuition. So, anyway, he said something that was kind of highlighted for me, or which I saw was relevant. And he said that, I can't remember the Greek word, doudamos, or something like that, but the word for that's been being translated servant in the Bible, you know, a servant of God and so on, was actually slave. Okay. Well, I can see why people use the word servant, because the word slave doesn't sound very, very good. But let's put it this way. We humans are enslaved, addicted. See, we're enslaved and addicted and bonded and binded and held down by, I mean, just look at it. By our resentments and our grudges and our memories and our drugs and our bills and our obligations and our angers and our problems. See, we become enslaved. So somehow we missed the boat. We didn't. One thing led to another, and it was just increasing enslavement. Well, why not instead become enslaved to what's right? But here's where something very special comes into play, and that's love. That's love. So it's really not an enslavement. It's a devotion. You know, the Christian mystics, so I'm fond of some of them. For example, I'm fond of Madame Guyon, very nice lady, a Christian mystic. And, you know, they talk about devotion. St. Francis de Sales, you know, has his book is called La Vie Dévote. Devoted life, a life of devotion. You know what devotion is? It's a kind of a bondage. It's a kind of a service, a kind of an enslavement, if to use that word, out of love. But not the sticky kind of love, not the enmeshing. See, everything in the world is enmeshing and sticky. How many of you have been enslaved by love? That's different. It's free. See, because when you turn from your resentments and your angers, and instead turn to have a change of heart about all of that. Have a change of heart about it, and instead begin to look within to the inner light from God, which is intuition and conscience. And you sit still for it instead of resenting it and fleeing it. Then you find out, not everyone, how many I can't tell you, what percentage I can't tell you, we're all different, but some people, you know, like the kind of people that appreciate, you know, me or appreciate what I have to say, they turn to what they love in their heart, to the good and the sweet and the pure that they've always loved, and they realize now that they've been at war with it. See, the strange thing is that you've actually been at war with your conscience. You didn't want to admit you're wrong. You didn't want to admit that you're wrong. You wanted to be right and never wrong, and you didn't want to admit you're wrong. And so the outside supported you, didn't it? See, people, forces, drugs, false friends, they've all been very supportive. See, and even the people who you hated, somehow that supported your pride too. You used hate to keep your pride going, see. But when you have a change of heart, and instead you incline away from that and incline to what to within, then no longer. So what you had to do then in your wrong, you had to fight against conscience, because conscience was always knocking on your door saying, hey, you know, you're wrong. You were impatient with your child, or you're resenting your partner or something. And so you became an enemy of conscience. Okay? Well, now if you just had a change of heart and weren't an enemy of it and were able to sit still for your intuition, well, then you know what? Then you'd become a friend of God, a devotee of what's right, like you were perhaps when you were a little tiny child. And you can be a shining light. And instead of being overcome by evil, now you can overcome evil with good, overcome hate with love, overcome impatience with patience. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you would like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook as a token of my appreciation. Just visit sheddingshackles.com. Listen in again every Sunday morning for this program. You can also go to sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and click on Listen Now, and radio archives are there. All of these programs going back, I think, 3 or 4 years or 5 years are there, and you can listen to them. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.